Welcome to Project Lakota Siches. We begin a new krach. This is the second sicha of the new krach of Chelik Yudalid, Parshas Devarim, the second sicha, page 8. Dube kama pomen. It was already spoken about many times. Kidaka shal Rashi bepirushi ala teire hi. That Rashi's derech, his approach in his pirush ala teire is as follows. The farish kol dover akosha bultimuvam bepshute shal mikra. To explain anything, any difficulty, any issue that comes up in the Pshat of the Pasuk. With no exception, the Rebbe emphasizes kol. Every single thing is addressed by Rashi. So those issues that need clarification in the Pshat of the Pasuk, vein Rashi mefarsham, and Rashi doesn't explain them, that itself is proof. That in Rashi's opinion, these are self-understood. So much so that there's no reason to address this issue. Oy, or another option could be, it's understood based on something that Rashi already explained earlier. So Rashi does not repeat himself if it's not necessary. As the Rebbe proves this point in other sichas, that we find that Rashi in a few places in Teira writes, Eini Yedeya. He doesn't know Pshat in this. So if Rashi doesn't know Pshat, so why does he have to let us know? That he doesn't know Pshat, he could just skip it. The answer is Rashi doesn't skip anything. Rashi explains every single pasuk in the Teira, every detail. So if he doesn't know, he writes he doesn't know. But there's nothing that Rashi skips. Al Pizeh, based on this premise, there's a very big wonder that comes up in reading the simple pshat of the psukim in this week's parsha. Many of the mefarshim of Teira put in an effort to explain this question, but Rashi, the most important of all of the commentaries, the Reish of all the Pashtonim, does not say a word about this. What's the question? Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parasha, relates to the Yidden in his Musar, that he tells Yidden, he relates to the Yidden what had happened, the Chet HaMeraglim, Midbar, and the Gzeira, the decree that was decreed upon that generation of the Midbar. And Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Im yire ishba noshma ila adoira ra'azes oretz ha'toiva, will any of the people of this generation, of this evil generation, see the land? None of them will merit to see the land. Umamshech, then the pasuk continues, Zulasi Kolev ben Yefune, hu yire negaymer. Besides Kolev ben Yefune, he will merit to see the land. Yahan Hashemila Achrei Hashem, since he fulfilled what the Eibishter wanted, he was from the Meraglim that when he came back, gave a positive report and encouraged Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it points out, Kolev ben Yefune, and then Umafsik, the Torah interrupts the story, V'oimer, and it says, Gam bi hisan av Hashem beglalcha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Eibishter was angry at me as well. Leimor, as follows, Gam atu leisov isham, the Eibishter tells me that you will also not go to Eretz Yisrael. After this interruption when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about himself, he continues the story with the Meraglim. There's another individual that's an exception of the Gzeir of the Meraglim. Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua ben Nun, which is standing here in front of you, he will come to Eretz Yisrael. And your children, your children that you said that they will be in danger, your children, the next generation, they're going to come and inherit the land. This is the pasuk. So the question is very obvious. So l'chayra temua, the wonder here in the flow of the psukim is clear. Loma mafsik be'emtza sipa maisa meraglim be'meshira l'meish rabbeinu. In the middle of the story of the meraglim, describing who will enter Eretz Yisrael, Kolev and then Yeshua, right in the middle, the Torah interrupts with what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Gam bi yisan af Hashem beglal cham lema, gam atu leisov isham. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will also not come to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ilu, it gives the impression, shegam ha-gzeira al Moshe shalayove la-oretz, hi besibes chet ha-meraglim. That Moshe Rabbeinu not entering into Eretz Yisrael is also somehow connected to the aveda of the meraglim. But that's not the case. the Aveda that Moshe Rabbeinu was decreed upon that he shouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael, Mefurish Bikra, it clearly says, Shuchet Mei Meriva. The reason is because of the story with the Mei Meriva, when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Or K'moshe Ne'emar, as it says in Parashas Chukas, Yan Lo Hamantim Bigeimer, Lachein Lo Yisaviu Es HaKol Azeh Elo Oretz Asher Nesati Lahem. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a muna, he hit the rock, as Rashi explains there exactly what the Aveda was, and because of this, it was decreed upon him not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. That was the reason. How does this detail about Moshe Rabbeinu himself not entering into the land come here in the middle of the story in the Menaglim, interrupting the flow of the story? The question is even stronger. In the time periods that they happened almost 40 years apart. The story with the Meraglim happened relatively close to after the Eden came out of Mitzrayim, about a year or so after. Nigzar, Yom L'Shana, Yom L'Shana, Arbaim Shana. And because of this Aveda, it was decreed upon the Yidden to remain in the Midbar for 40 years, each year corresponding to one of the days that the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael. Umaisa Meriva, on the other hand, the story with the Mei Meriva, Hoya Achri Misas Miriam, that takes place after Miriam passes away, and the Yidden didn't have any water. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu for the water. So that happens 40 years later, approximately. Close to the end of the 40 years of the Yidden being in the Midbar. So these stories have nothing to do with each other. Completely different time periods of the Yidden being in the Midbar. So why does the Torah stick in this detail about Moshe Rabbeinu in the story about the Meraglim? So as the Rebbe said, this is a question that the Mefarshi HaMikra discuss. And the Rebbe here will bring a couple of different options of how to explain this. And then the Rebbe will point out that none of them really fit into the pshat of the pasuk, which is the way Rashi always approaches things in the pasuk. And the Rebbe will offer the simplest pshat that you can, that's self-understood in the flow of the psukim. Hinei Ramban betare. So the Ramban here answers this question and says, Shemoyshe hiske kanchet mei meriva. Moshe Rabbeinu here, middle of the story of the Meraglim, mentions the chet of mei meriva, why he won't go into Eretz Yisrael. Kirotza lahaskir yachad, he wanted to mention together einish kol anemnoim ma'avayra la'aretz, the punishment of all those that are included in this kind of a punishment that they are not allowed to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Ki akoyel begramas avinisayim chulu, pointing out that these are all the different individuals that will not enter into Eretz Yisrael for their sins. So Moshe Rabbeinu's sin is included in that as well. Since he's talking about the Meraglim that won't enter Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden that won't enter Eretz Yisrael, because of Chet HaMeraglim, he also speaks about his sin that's also brought the same punishment that he won't enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's the connection. Avol the Rebbe says, B'pshutei shel mikra, in the simple pshat of the pasuk, koshel l'tayetz kein. It's difficult to accept this answer. Key for the following three reasons. Aleph number one, Haksuvim lefonav ulaachrov heim beinyan ha-meraglim. The psukim before and after, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the detail about himself not entering, is talking about the chet of the meraglim. Umatam lahachnes beemtza dafke sipur hachet mei meriva. Why bring in right in the middle of the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, the chet of mei meriva? Even if the Ramban's point is true, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that is over here, is telling you the individuals that won't go into Eretz Yisrael as a punishment for their sins, but it doesn't have to come right in the middle. You can complete this story and then add that also I myself will not enter into Eretz Yisrael for my own sin. Why does it have to be be'emtza, right in the middle of the story? Beis, another problem here is, Anshe der Meraglim Meisu Koidim L'chet Mei Meriva. The generation of the Meraglim had all died before the Chet of Mei Meriva even happened. K'mefurish b'Pirush Rashi, as Rashi says at the end of the year, when the story of Chet Mei Meriva happens, Shekva Meisu Meisei Midbar Ve'elu Pirushu L'chaim. All those that were supposed to die in the Midbar had already died, and the ones now that were here are separated to life. They were going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So if though there's another detail here which is difficult in the pasuk, Vatoimru, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vatoimru anish nishlucha anoshim. He begins the story of the Meraglim, that the generation of the Meraglim said, let's send people to go and scout the land. And then he continues, "Be his anaf Hashem beglalchem." And the Yevusha got angry at me because of you. V'tapchem hashamartem. And he goes on talking about the children. So what's the simple pshat of the pasuk? When he says beglalchem, because of you, who's that because of you that he's talking about? Shemash mousai. Now, in the simple flow of the psukim here, it would seem sheheim heim oisya der shaleim medaber b'chol ksuv meila. He's referring to that generation which he's discussing in these psukim. Who's that generation? The generation before, not the generation that was present there right now listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's talking about the generation before that had already died, and they said, "Let's send people to go to Eretz Yisrael as Meraglim." And then he continues, "Be Yisanef Hashem Biglalchem," referring to those people that were the generation of the Meraglim. But that's not accurate. That's not what had happened. That generation was not around anymore, had died already when it came to the time of the story with the Mei Meriva. So how could it say Biglalchem flowing in this story where he speaks about the previous generation? Gimel, another difficulty with the Pshat of the Ramban that says that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to mention himself together with the generation, with the Yidden, because there's a similarity here that they're both punished not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. If we're going to accept this Pshat of the Ramban, Kosov Zeh, Gambi Yisanev Gaim, this Pasuk that Hashem got angry at me, where would that Pasuk fit in? Even if you want to put it in the middle of the story, it would fit in over there where the Torah talks about the Meraglim, the punishment they got, that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'loi la'achri sha'omar kolav ben Yefuneh hu yirena goymer. Not following the pasuk where it says the exception of kolav ben Yefuneh that will merit enter into Eretz Yisrael. Shemedaber be'elu she'yekonsu olah. Here he's talking about kolav ben Yefuneh and Yeshua ben Nun that will merit enter into Eretz Yisrael. So this is not the place, right in the middle, to say Moshe Rabbeinu was punished and is similar to the rest of Yidden and the Meraglim that will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the pshat of the Ramban in pshat of the pasuk is very difficult to accept. Yesh Mefarshim, another pshat that Mefarshim say here in the pasuk is Shegam bi hisanaf Hashem beglalchem. When the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that the Eibishter was angry at me because of you, hakavani hi lecheta meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu actually here is pointing out that the Eibishter got angry at me because of you, meaning because of that generation of the meraglim. Like the Rebbe was medayik before, the beglalchem does not refer to the generation later, benigeh to the story of Mei Meriva, but beglalchem in fact refers to that generation of the meraglim. What the Torah here is letting us know is that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the main reason why the gzeira upon him was not to enter into Eretz Yisrael was also because of the Chet HaMeraglim, like the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, there's two questions in this, so the Rebbe will address this. The first question is, where did Moshe Rabbeinu sin in the Chet HaMeraglim? Moshe Rabbeinu did not participate in the Chet of the Meraglim. He was, of course, extremely disappointed when the Meraglim came back and discouraged the Yidden of going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked at what happened. But yet, Moshe Rabbeinu is being included in the punishment of the Meraglim, mishum she'al yadoi al yedei shlach lecha ledaitecha al kolponim nigram chet Meraglim. He, through him, was the cause of this whole chet to take place. As Rashi explained before, after all, the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rashi says it in this week's parasha as well, that I promise you that the land is good, it's not necessary to send Meraglim. It's your decision, if it's your choice. If you want to send Meraglim, ledaitecha, your decision, you could send the Meraglim. So at the end of the day, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's choice to send these Meraglim. So he is the cause for the Chet Meraglim to come about. Ulechein oma beglalchem. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says that the decree that he shouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael is because of the generation of the Meraglim. True, Moshe Rabbeinu, the decree upon him not to enter the land is not because he sinned like the Meraglim and that generation did. It's because the rest of the generation did not go into the land. So therefore, he that caused this to happen was included in the Gzeira with them. Since on that entire generation it was decreed that they will not enter the land, that was the main reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, the decree, he was included in that generation, and the decree they also was upon him not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's the pshat of Beglalchem. So Moshe Rabbeinu caused Chet Meraglim to come about. So therefore, he was included in the generation of the Meraglim that will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Torah here is telling us. Now the question becomes, but don't we know that the Torah clearly says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu will not enter into Eretz Yisrael is because of the Chet of Mei Meriva? Meaning up until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu would have merited to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe addresses it here. Uma shemavur because of Kana. This that it says in the pasuk Shemoshe leNichnas laOretz bechet Mei Meriva, that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu does not enter Eretz Yisrael is because of the aveda of Mei Meriva. Yeshloimar derak betzir of shneim yachad nigzer olavaynish. It's a combination of the two together. It's only because he caused the whole chet of Mei Meraglim, and he was included in that generation. That was the main and the beginning of the reason why he shouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. But that alone would have not been enough. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Eibishter would have allowed him to enter. But then along with that, the Aved of Mei Meriva, so that was the final reason that participated also that he shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe brings another case where we find two Avedis that combine together to bring about an Einish. We find a similar thing. When Nadav Avihu died on the day, the fire entered into them and they snuffed out their soul on the day when the Mishkan was put up. There's more than one reason that's given for the reason they passed away then. It's only as a combination of all of those reasons, they're all true. All the reasons are true, and it's only as a combination of all of these reasons, the Einish of Misa Bepayel was brought upon them. Even if the initial Einish Misa began at an earlier time period, but there's always a time for tshuva, and they're great tzaddikim, so it doesn't necessarily affect them Bepayel. Only after there was a combination of a few reasons, then the Einish Misa comes Bepayel. And the same thing could be said about Moshe Rabbeinu. The main reason why it was decreed upon him not to enter into Eretz Yisrael, as the Rebbe said before, because they're part of the generation of the Meraglim, and they were included in the entire, Moshe Rabbeinu was included together with the entire generation not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But then, the final reason, where there was no return, there was no other option, and Moshe Rabbeinu will not enter Bepayel, is the reason of Mei Meriva. That's how we can tie it here. So now Mishum Zeh. So based on this, we understand Nemar Gam Bi Yisanaf Hashem Beglalchem Geimer. This explains why Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about the fact that he was punished not to enter into Eretz Yisrael beEmtza Ma'isa Meraglim, in the middle of the story about the Meraglim. Ki Gam Zeh Hu Prat BeMa'isa Zeh. This is another detail in this story which the Torah actually never told us clearly before, that Moshe Rabbeinu is included in this Gzeira not to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, Beglalchem, as it would seem from the flow of the Psukim, does refer to that generation which the Pasuk is speaking about. Ulam, the Rebbe says, even if this Pshat fits into the Pshat of the Pasuk, Shittas Rashi, Yev Shalafarish Kain. According to Rashi, this is not an acceptable Pshat. For the following reasons. Key number one, so first the Rebbe in the brackets here brings back the third point he made before on the Ramban's Pshat, that question is never really answered yet. Naisuf Lezet, in addition to the point, Sha'adayin ain't a move on Seder Aksuvim Kanal Bakushia Gimel. The third question we asked before is, even if Moshe Rabbeinu wants to include himself in the Gzeda on the entire generation of the Meraglim, but why does the Moshe Rabbeinu mention this detail between talking about Kalev and Yeshua that will enter into Eretz Yisrael? So that question is not answered even according to this pshat. But hine, besides this, according to Rashi, this pshat won't work. Aleph, mufurish, bepirish Rashi. It's very clear in Rashi, sha'al Moshe nigzah shalo yikonis l'Eretz Yisrael, ach v'rak mipnei mei meriva. The only and very only reason why there was a gzeira upon Moshe Rabbeinu not to enter into Eretz Yisrael was because of the aveir of chet meriva. There's no combination with anything else. As Rashi clearly says earlier, this is the only reason, I'm talking about both Moshe and Aaron, this is the only reason why they will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. They have just this one chet of Mei Meriva, there was no other reason. So we can't say, according to Rashi, that Beglalchem here refers to the chet of Meraglim, and that was the main reason why Moshe Rabbeinu would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. Beis. Another question is, Al Pizeh, looking closer into the wording of the Pasuk right here. Eich Omar Gambi is Anaf Hashem, Nismale Reigis. How could Moshe Rabbeinu use such a sharp term that the Eibishter was filled with anger at what I did because I caused the Chet HaMeraglim? How could he say this? Moshe Rabbeinu did not participate with the Chet HaMeraglim. It's just that because Moshe Rabbeinu caused the Meraglim to be sent, and it was decreed upon the entire generation, so he was included in the decree of the rest of the generation. The decree was the entire generation. That's why he was included, but not that he sinned, chas v'shalom. So how would Moshe Rabbeinu use the term his anaf, that Hashem is filled with anger on what I did here? So therefore, because of this reason, and even in the pshat of the pasuk right here, this is a very difficult pshat to accept. Now the Rebbe offers a third pshat of his own that may work according to Rashi. It's not possibly we'll be able to answer as follows. The Torah here brings the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu of Mei Meriva to the chet of Meraglim. Af she'ein shayach lekan, it's not what we're talking about here. U'rechokim zeh mizeh zman rav, and they happen very far apart from each other. Lelamed al choy mechet Mei Meriva, just to point out how terrible the chet of Mei Meriva was. So much so, the shakol hu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kechet HaMeraglim, that in the Eibishter's eyes is just as severe as the chet of the Meraglim. Just like in the case of the chet of Meraglim, which was so severe and it was in a rebellion against Hashem, and because of this they all died in the Midbar. The Torah here brings in the Mei Meriva in the middle of the story to point out how severe of an aveda this is. Valderech mashapirish Rashi le'el. And we find a similar point more than once that Rashi says before. Ulchein, we can say, Ein sarach lefarshe kan oida pam. Rashi would not have to spell out this point over here again. And we find it once by the Meraglim itself. Lo menismicham, sorry, before the Meraglim, by when Miriam passes away. So there Rashi says, Lo menismicham isas Miriam leparshas paraduma. Why is the parsha of Miriam come right after the parsha of paraduma? And the question is, Re parshas paraduma nemra b'shona shniel, it says, b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. The Yidden heard the parsha of paraduma 1 year after they came out of Mitzrayim. Umisas Miriam l'soif mem shana. Miriam passes away almost 40 years later. So why are they written in the Torah together? So Rashi says, Loim alocha ma karbonis mechaprin, just as karbonis are mechaper on avedis, af misas tzadikim mechaperes, when tzadikim pass away, they bring about a kapara as well. So here Rashi equates the two because they are written together. Valderech zeh pirish Rashi lekamon b'parsha sekev. Similar Rashi says later on in Parsha sekev, v'samach Moshe techocha zu, Misas Aaron, l'shviris aluchis. The Torah tells us that techocha, which is the passing away of Aaron, together with the breaking of the luchis, loymar shekoshe misasan shel tzadikim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yoyim shenishtabru by aluchis v'chulu. The day that a tzadik passes away is a difficult day by the Eibishter, like the day that the luchis were broken. So we see here, when the Torah puts two things together, Rashi points out that it comes to show the severity of a certain event. So the same thing we could say over here, the Torah brings Chet Mei Meriva in the middle of the story of the Meraglim to show the severity of the event. So we could say here as well, that the Chet of the Meraglim and the Chet of Mei Meriva are similar in their severity. Aval the Rebbe says, this pshat is a deichik as well. Ki Aleph number one, ein chiddush bezeh shechet mei meriva chomo kechet hameraglim. There's no chiddush in the fact that mei meriva is considered by the Eibishter to be a very severe sin similar to chet meraglim. Sharei chet mei meriva garam lechilul Hashem b'fnei kol b'nei Yisrael. The chet mei meriva consisted of a chilul Hashem desecrating the Eibishter's name in the presence of all the Yidden. Because you didn't sanctify my name in front of Yidden, as Rashi there explains, had they spoken to the rock and not hit the rock, the Yidden would have learned from the rock that if the rock listens to the command of the Eibishter so quickly, how much more so should we listen? But because they didn't do that, the Yidden didn't learn this lesson. They saw the opposite. So that was the Chilul Hashem. From the very decree, we can see how severe this was. That you will not come and not bring, deliver the Eden in Teretz Yisrael. So there's no additional necessity for the Torah to clarify how severe the Chet of Mei Meriva is. Beis, another point. If the intention of the Torah is to teach us the Chomer of how severe the Chet of Mei Meriva is, it would be more appropriate for the Torah to mention the actual sin. We're coming to explain and define the severity of the sin itself. That's what the Torah should have mentioned here, together with Chet HaMeraglim. There's the Chet HaMeraglim, and then Moshe could say, and then there's the Chet of Mei Meriva. The two are similar. And not that the Torah should be comparing them regarding the gzeira that came as a result. That's not the main point there, the result. The main thing is, we're looking to compare the severity of the chatoim itself, but the Torah doesn't do that. L'cheira, the Rebbe is asking these two questions, in addition to the third question that the Rebbe already asked before, that exactly the place where the Torah puts this pasuk in between talking about Kalev entering into Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua entering into Eretz Yisrael is still not understood. Why does the Torah put it right there? So, after the Rebbe suggesting the answer of the Ramban and Yesh Mefarshim, which is Dabar Benel and others, and suggesting another pshat, the Rebbe will finally come to the simple pshat that you can see if you pay close attention to the pshat of the pasuk that fits with Rashi. Bier bezes that the pshat here is as follows: the kasuv mevayer einish deira midbar. The pasuk here is telling us the punishment of that generation of the midbar. The im yira ish geimes aaretz ateve, that if they will see, in other words, they will not see the land. Umesayim, and the pasuk concludes that there's the exception. Zulasi Kalev ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun. These two individuals are an exception that will see the land. She'enam kishara doir elohem yiras ha'aretz. They are not part of the rest of the generation, and they will see the land. Amnam hakosov machalkam l'shnayim. The Torah divides them into two different psukim. Tchilanem ha'Kalev ben Yefuna hu yirena. First it says Kalev will see the land. V'achakach pasuk b'fnei atzmai, in a separate pasuk, it says Yeshua ben Nun hu yavishama, that Yeshua ben Nun will come to Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Torah divide them into two different psukim? V'atam, said, the reason is af sheshneim bo la'aretz, they both came to the land. But hine b'boyem lo'hoya matzavim doim ezel ezeh, their entering into the land was not similar at all. So ki kolev ben yifune, the pasuk here says about kolev yirak yireno, he will see the land. And v'loyetin esaretz chelkei. The Abishu says, Goymer, I will give him a portion in the land. But v'ilu Yeshua benun Goymer, yavay shama, v'oidzais hu yanchilena es Yisrael. He will also inherit the land for the Yidden. Yia hamanik sheyanchil es haoretz levnei Yisrael. He will be the leader that will bring the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. This is an additional thing, which is only with Yeshua, not with Kalev. Therefore the Torah separates them. They both merited to enter into the land, but not in the same capacity. Kalev entered into the land, received a portion in the land. Yeshua enters as the leader of Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Apizem muvam. So now, based on this, it's understood zeh shalifnei omra Yeshua benun hu yanchilan es Yisrael. Before, the Torah says that Yeshua will inherit the land to all the Eden. He will be the leader. Hikdim Moshe loyma gam biyasanaf Hashem goyma. Why, in between, right there, in between talking about your Kalev entering and Yeshua entering, the Torah says that the Eibush got, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats that the Eibush got angry at me and I will not enter the land. Here, in the flow of the story, he puts in as a parenthesis a clarification. Why is Kalev entering the land different than the way Yeshua enters into the land? After Ma'aseh Shneim Shava, in the story of the Meraglim, they were both equal. They both did not participate in the Aveda of the Meraglim, and in that sense, they were the same. V'Yeshua ben Nun, v'Kalev ben Yefune, karu b'gdeim, as it says there, they both tore their clothing. They were both extremely disappointed at what happened, and they both did whatever possible to encourage Yidden to go into Eretz Yisrael. So why over here is it different? Earlier in Parsha Shlach, the reward that they will both go into Eretz Yisrael says together, all the rest of the Yidden will die in the Midbar. Kalev and Yeshua, it says together in the same pasuk, they will enter into Eretz Yisrael. Here though, the Torah divides them, and the Torah says Kalev receives a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua leads Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Torah in parentheses adds another detail to the story here. Zed the Yeshua nitaisif. The fact that over here there was an additional thing to Yeshua, Ashagam Yechilenu as Yisrael, that he is going to inherit the land for the Yidden. About 40 years later, there was another detail that happened. That now you will not enter the land. Now we can understand Yeshua ben Nun goyim loyrak yovishom elo oisir chazak yhu yanchilena Yisrael, and therefore we need another leader to take Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua was chosen to be the leader to take Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. So true, in the story of the Meraglim itself, Yeshua and Kalev were equal. They both tore their clothing. They both equally did not participate in the Chet of Meraglim. As far as that is concerned, they deserve the same. But when the Torah says the story and the Torah adds the fact to be factually correct, that Kalev will enter and Yeshua will lead Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, so there is, in parentheses, an additional clarification necessary. Is there really a difference here between Kalev and Yeshua? Maybe what you would think that the difference is that by the Chet Meraglim, Yeshua was on a higher level and a different status than Kalev. So the Torah clarifies, no. The Torah puts in parentheses this clarification that the reason why Yeshua is different is because about 40 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and it's only because of that that Yeshua merits to take over the leadership of Klal Yisrael and to take Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. That's the clarification of this pasuk right here, right in between Kalev and Yeshua. Rashi does not have to point this out. This is the simple pshat of the pasuk to understanding the difference between Yeshua and Kalev. And the fact that the Torah does such a thing, that in the middle of a flow of a story, it puts in a clarification sort of in parentheses. Rashi does not have to clarify this. There are other examples in the Torah where in the flow of a story it puts in a detail that's not part of the flow of the story just for a clarification. One example is right here in this week's parasha earlier on. The Torah there is talking about the history of what happened before that Yidden asked the Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Eibishter to appoint upon Yidden other ministers and judges that should judge the Yidden. And then in the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu puts in as a parenthesis regarding the instructions that he gave to the judges and how they should judge the Yidden and so on. It's not really part of the flow of the story, but it's placed in there as a point in a parenthesis. And the similar, or the Eibishter B'Shalach, B'Parshas Samon, in the parasha where it speaks about the man, Uvnei Yisrael Ochlos Amon Arboim Shana Goyimis. So in the middle it puts in a pasuk. It's talking about the story that happened then, when the Yidden received the man for the first time. In the middle there's a pasuk there that says, and the Yidden ate this man for 40 years. She'enei negei la emshecha parasha sham. This is not a detail in the flow of the story regarding the man that happened right then. V'yayit, and there's other examples where the Torah places in the middle of a story a detail that's not part of the flow of the story, so Rashi does not have to clarify that over here. Here as well, the Torah puts in a detail which is not part of the flow of the story, but it serves as a clarification to why Yeshua's status in entering into Eretz Yisrael ends up being different than Kalev. So now based on this, we go back to the word Beglalchem. Which generation is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to when he says Beglalchem? Ein tzarech lefarish. It's not necessary even to explain here. And it would be simply understood. Shebeglalchem koi al dersh nichnasu la'aretz. The word Beglalchem is referring to the people that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to now, this generation that will enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'loy dera meraglim. And when he says Beglalchem, it does not refer to the generation of the meraglim, although the rest of the flow, the whole story, is talking about the generation of the meraglim. Sharei kvar pirish lefnei ze kanal. Rashi had already clarified to us clearly about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shagzeira al Moshe ha'iser rak mepnei chet mei meriva. That the only reason Moshe Rabbeinu was punished not to enter into the land was because of mei meriva. So it must be that the word beglalchem does not refer to the generation of the meraglim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished as part of that generation, as Barbanel suggested before. Rashi already clarified that's for sure not the case. So beglalchem refers to the previous generation. Now you can ask the question, but in the flow of the story, it doesn't work. We're saying over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking constantly here about the previous generation. So Beglalchem would also appear to be speaking about that generation. So the Rebbe explains, V'shuvein lahakshis mashenema Beglalchem. So you can't ask, why does it say Beglalchem, Dahave ki'ilu medaber, al oisama anoshim shemedaber alein bekro adata. And it would seem that the word Beglalchem refers to that generation that all of these psukim are talking about, which is the previous generation, the generation of the Meraglim. That's not a question. Ki areze maimer amuske. As the Rebbe had pointed out, this statement here about Moshe Rabbeinu, why he passed away, and why he would pass away, and why he wouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael, it's a parenthesis, it's a clarification. Maimra Musker, V'loy be'emshuk l'toichon ha'parsha, it's not really part of the flow of the story. So on one hand, it's a necessary clarification, and the Torah brings it in right over here to explain the difference between Kalev and Yeshua. But at the same time, it's clear that it's not part of the flow of the story. Rashi already told us that the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu has nothing to do with the rest of the Chet of Meraglim. And therefore, when it says Beglalchem, as a parenthesis, it's clear that this Beglalchem, because of you, is not speaking about the generation of the Meraglim. It's actually speaking about those people that he's speaking to now that were there by the Mei Meriva. Okay, so this explains beautifully in the simple shot of the pasuk what the clarification of this pasuk is doing right here in the place where it appears. Omnom, adayin koshe, there's still one question left over here. Me'acha shekosov zeh, hu maimer amuzker, if this is true, that this pasuk is just a statement of a clarification, v'nema kan rak b'chtei lahaskir shenigzer al moshe le'sovishon. It's just coming to clarify that Moshe Rabbeinu will not lead Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Ulechen Yeshua gam yichilena Eretz Yisrael. And that will explain why Yeshua is different than Kalev and why Yeshua is going to be a leader. Lama le'lo hoisev she'es anaf Hashem beglalchem. So the detail of beglalchem, clarifying what the reason of the punishment of Moshe Rabbeinu was because of the story of Mei Meriva, which is what beglalchem is referring to, l'maynafkim minakanim hoye beglalchem imlav. Why does the Torah have to tell us here the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu will not enter into Eretz Yisrael? After all, this is just a parenthesis. It's just to clarify that Moshe Rabbeinu will not lead Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua will. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu won't, why is that necessary? So this too is understood based on what Rashi himself told us already before. Va'abir b'zeh, the answer is, kvar pirish Rashi leil b'parshas Pinchas. Rashi already explained earlier in Parshas Pinchas. B'chol mokim shekosav misosam, kosav sirchoinam. Every place in the Torah where it speaks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu passes away in the Midbar, it immediately clarifies what the Aveda was. Since on the entire Midbar, entire generation of the Midbar, there was the Gzeira that they shouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. L'kach bikesh Moshe sheyikosef sirchoinoy. So Moshe Rabbeinu requests that their Aveda should be written here. Every time it's mentioned that they passed away with the generation of the Midbar, shelo yaimru afu meramamrim hoya. So people should not make a mistake to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the generation that rebelled against the Eibushta. Every time the Torah clarifies why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Ulechem, kivin shekosov kam misasa. So since the Torah here is writing that Moshe Rabbeinu will pass away and not lead the Eden in Eretz Yisrael, as a side clarification, true, but the fact is the Torah writes this, Hutzrach lahaskir shebi is'anaf Hashem beglalchem. It has to add this word that Hashem became angry at me because of you, which is lahaskir b'derech agav. It's mentioning as a side point, but it has to mention it, as Rashi says, every time this has to be clarified, surchaynoi, what the Aveda was, she'enoi boi, and the clarification here is that the whole chet of Mei Meriva is really something that was not in him, kiim beglalchem. It was caused by the Yidden. Hachet, the Mei Meriva sheravu b'nei Yisrael asavaya. This is when the Yidden didn't have water and they came and they were fighting and they were bickering and they were complaining. And that's what brought about the whole chet, Meriva sa'eda. It's really the whole entire congregation that was demanding the water that brought about this entire issue, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu sinned. So this is the clarification over here that the Torah makes every single time it mentions, even if it's just mentioning it in a parenthesis, that Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. So we have everything clear over here. It belongs, it does not belong in the story, but it has to be there as a clarification. It's clear that the Beglalchem is not going on the generation that the Pasuk was talking about till now, which is the generation of the Meraglim. Beglalchem goes on the generation that's here now, present. And also it's understood why the Torah has to make this clarification, because every single time the Torah clarifies why Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. Al pizeh, now based on this, shenema Beglalchem, rak b'derech agav, b'torah maimer amuske. That the word Beglalchem comes here just as a side point, and it's all part of this parenthesis, Yuvan Oid Inyan B'Pirish Rashi Dulam. We can understand another detail here in Rashi. The Kamam B'Parshas Vaschanan, later on in Parshas Vaschanan, where it actually speaks more directly about what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nemar, there it says, Vayisabar Hashem bi lemanchem. Hashem got angry at me because of you. Upirish Rashi, there Rashi explains, what does lemanchem mean, because of you? Bishvilchem atem geramtum. It's because of you, you are the ones that caused this. Chenu oimev, it says a pasuk in Tillim, Vayak tzifa meimeriva, Vayera lemoshe ba'avuram. That the whole story of Meimeriva is caused by the fact that the Yidin were complaining, it's all because of Yidin. That's the meaning of the word lemanchem. Now, seemingly, it's the same exact pshat here in the world Beglalchem, that it's all because of the Yidin. Chayre, in a move on, so now if so, the question is, Im Rashi tzorech lahayrech, bepirish lemanchem, if Rashi has to clarify and explain the word lemanchem, atem geramtem, that you're the ones that caused this, ulahavi raim im ashenem betilim vayakzifu geimer, and to bring a raya of a pasuk in Tillim, which proves this, hayitzorech lefarish kein, betevis beglalchem shebeparshasenu. Rashi should clarify the same thing in the word Beglalchem that it says already in this week's parsha. She kaidim leparshas Vaschana. And that word Beglalchem comes before parshas Vaschana. V'loi lismach beparshas dvarim amashi yifarish achakach beparshas Vaschana. Why does Rashi wait to explain what the word Beglalchem here means? He waits until, you have to wait until you come later to parshas Vaschana where it says lemanchem to see what it would mean. But al pianal, based on what we explained before, shekan nema beglalchem rak bederech agav. The word beglalchem here is written as a side point between maimer and muske. It's all within this parenthesis just to clarify what happens to Yeshua. Move on. Sheein tzorech lefar shekan beprotis. Here is not the place to stop and explain this in detail. Mikivu shebokan rak bederech agav, since it's written here just as a side point. In the right place, there, the Torah says the whole entire story about what happens to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. There Rashi elaborates and clarifies the pshat and what the word lemanchem means, why the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu is blamed on Yidden, why it's considered to be lemanchem. But here it's just a side point. That's why Rashi doesn't bring it up over here. So the Rebbe explained us beautifully how the pasuk here, how it fits in. It's in the flow of the story as a clarification, but not part of the story. The taich of the word Beglalchem and the clarification of Beglalchem, all understood in the simple pshat of the pasuk, and therefore Rashi does not have to say anything.